Is it daunting at all to try to be ready for a game, you know, right away now, you know?
A little bit. Nerve-wracking, you know, but I'm up for the challenge. Like I said, the guys that are here know the offense, and I'm picking their brain, trying to get everything I can, as much information as possible. Coaches have done a great job of, you know, I'm staying late and trying to learn the offense.
I think it's Monday night helps a little bit, too.
Monday night helps, yeah. Right. Yeah, one more day.
Are you excited about the prospects of playing on Monday night to open the season with the Giants?
Absolutely, man. I'd like to show them what I can do. If I get a chance to play on Monday night, I'll do exactly that. Just do my best and try and help this team win. Yep.
Are you surprised the way things ended for the 49ers? It seemed kind of sudden. They didn't have a lot of depth with the line either.
Surprised, no. It's the NFL. It's a business. And I understand that. I'm a pro about it. You know, I understand they got to make tough decisions, and I had a good run. I played eight years there, and I can hang my hat on the fact that I got to play through the ups and downs, and I'm ready to close that chapter in my life and start this new one.
What's your impression of the Giants over the years? Obviously, you played
against them a few times. Yeah, just an unbelievable organization. It's a huge opportunity great opportunity for me to play for this organization. I've heard nothing but great things over the years. Probably the best run organization in the league, and I'm honored that I get an opportunity.
Anything else, guys?
What was it like to get that call after getting cut?
I didn't get a phone call. I was at the facility, and it's happened to me before, so I wasn't surprised, or I just kind of rolled with it. You know, I knew that can happen to anybody at any time, and it's part of the business. So I'm just excited about the chance I have here.